The following podcast is not relating to my teachings and work at Del Cid Medical Center and is for entertainment purposes only.
Hello, everyone, and welcome again to the Life of Flow, the coolest, most famous, most influential podcast of the 21st century.
Episode 3501.
3,223. Today, we had a really cool conversation that is oh so timely for me. As in so many podcasts, we are just abusing our guests with the fact that we just get free advice. And anywho, Pam Jordan.
And you guys do too.
Yeah. Pam, yeah, meaning like our listeners.
Yeah.
Not our guests get no advice.
No, no advice whatsoever.
We just drink.
They just roll their eyes.
We just suckle on the sponge of knowledge. Anyway, Pam Jordan, super cool, super smart. 8 years, CEO of Pivot Business Group. And essentially, I guess, somebody that focuses on improving and increasing profitability on these businesses that deal with specifically like IV infusions and med spas and so on and so forth. So I guess alternative medicine formulas. Businesses and ventures and so on and so forth. And again, you'll realize why it was very timely for me because I am knee deep in one of these investments and I'm not necessarily sure that we're doing the right move. So I was very, very happy to talk to her. So if anybody out there is considering or is already in one and things are not looking great, then this is the show for you. Stick around, learn, and then reach out to Pam. Fix your life, make some money on the side, be happy.
Let's go. Vamos.
Two vascular surgeons walk into a bar and come out with a podcast. We are talking everything vascular and not. Welcome to the Life of Flow podcast.
Pam, thank you for joining us.
Absolutely. Thrilled to be here.
On a weekend. Pam... you reached out. We had a conversation. I thought this would be super interesting. Why don't you give the audience kind of a little blurb about kind of summary of what we're going to be talking about today, Pam, and who you are and what's your business?
Yeah, absolutely. Honored to be here and talk to you guys. My name is Pam Jordan. My company is Pivot Business Group, and we help entrepreneurs have a strong financial foundation so they can grow their company, scale it, and exit it. Obviously, we focus on profit, and with that, we focus on tax strategy. So how we play well in your sandbox is we work with a lot of integrated health providers, a lot of physicians who have medical spas, IVs, therapies, red lights, cold plunges, all of that. And we help them get their financial house in order so they increase their profit and reduce their taxes.
This, Pam, thanks again for being here. This aligns really well with the overarching topic here many times in the pod, which is, you know, we're just one track, you know, physicians, we're just have this kind of long journey career and we're just on this thing. And then we realize at some point midway that, man, I need to diversify, man, I need to do something else, or I'm stuck to the W-2. I would love to do something different. We actually talk about different investments here. But the one thing that always becomes a big question here is, well, if I want to become an entrepreneur, whatever that may be, I need to figure out how to have some side hustle and maybe how to create wealth and passive income. And so, you know, we talk about, you know, doing locums where you like go in a place and cover it for a while as you're working on your other projects. But this particular area of business is something that I see very frequently. I can probably think of right now 5 people that I know that are physicians and that have some sort of like spin-off med spa or drip thing, or if not, they've talked about it, they wanted to do it. And I personally can tell you, me and 2 other guys We actually have one. We own one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, but I'll tell you, like, a lot of those stories start like very strong and then really quickly they go fizzle out. Like, yeah, we tried it, yeah. You know, very labor intensive, or, you know, a lot of overhead, a lot of complications with staffing, couldn't get the marketing in the right place. And then boom, they fizzle out. So ultimately, at the end of the day, it doesn't really become a side hustle. It doesn't become a generating income, a passive income source, but it ultimately creates stress, financial loss, and eventually frustrations. And that's been my impression. And I may be skewed by the fact that I know people with just terrible business acumen and luck, but
that might be the problem.
But the thing is, it's a very competitive area. And so it's not easy to just say, oh, you know what? I'm going to open a med spa. You know, getting that clientele, that book of business up and operational is not easy. And this is all a very cash paying business. So you have to target people that are willing to do this on the side. But anyway, I'm super excited because all these people out there that are either doing it and failing or that are thinking of doing it, I think are going to get a lot of information today from you.
There are people that go out and start these, you know, drip bars, med spas, and struggle. And it's because I was actually talking to one of my clients. She's like, look, I'm a physician. She's an ER doctor. No one ever taught me how to do business. No one ever taught me money. No one ever taught me how to manage a team. Because as a doctor, typically you just order people around and they run and go and get and do. And as a business owner, it's a very different hat to wear and it takes a different skill set. And so it's important to have the right team and the right people around you to support you in whether it's a drip bar, med spa, whatever it is. And I have a lot of very successful clients that are darn near printing money and making more money in their spa than they are as an ER nurse or ER doctor.
Interesting.
So what, how do you start? So you have an idea, you're like, okay, I'm going to start a IV infusion company. Right now, all these like supplements, like IV supplements are very popular. A lot of people talk about things like peptides and stuff like that. And you're like, okay, I want to dip my toes in this. What's the first thing you need to do?
And by the way, before you go into that, is the company just like, do you start and help get it off the ground? Or do you, what's the most frequent thing that you help people get it? Or people come to you and say, the house is on fire. You need to come and save my business? Or like what, or all of it? And if so, what's the most frequent? And then we could go into the example of.
Yeah. So it's a combination. So for example, right now I have a nurse practitioner who works 2W2. She's making multiple six figures and she's starting a concierge IV drip in Texas. And so we're helping her get her financial house in order. She has her company set up and we're helping her have the foundation. And as she's growing, we can provide services for her. Most of our clients are doing at least $500,000 in revenue already, up to, you know, 10, 20 million. So we can help people who are just starting out, but for our price point, most people are doing at least $500,000 in revenue where we can really bring in value. Because when you're just starting out and you don't have that much profit, you don't have a tax problem yet. You don't have a wealth building tool yet. And so a lot of people come to us, Miguel, where, look, I'm making more money than I've ever made, you know, than I did in my W-2 as a physician or nurse or whatever. And now I have no idea where my money's going and I need to know what to do with it. And so that's where we can help get their financial house in order for the business and personal so that they're keeping more of their money, paying less in taxes and growing wealth, where before they're just used to taking the W-2 and putting the money in their pocket.
Okay, well, that's a bummer. Because I was expecting you to also say, yeah, we come in also when somebody has a business, but they haven't been able to just get it into the right place. And we could dissect with them and help them get it into the right, because that's where I'm at.
I mean, that's what our tools are built for. I can tell you exactly. We have metrics that we use. Our first step out process is an analysis. And it's a quantitative measurement of how your business is doing from a financial aspect. We look at sales, cash flow, profit, and scaling. And I can tell you exactly what your problem is. So, for example, I was working with someone she's got an IV drip situation, and her problem is her team. And so we were able to go in and figure out that her problem was the team. And then I have another client that their problem is the pricing. And so we have a tool to be able to gauge what's wrong and then help you walk down the road. We are not marketing strategists. However, I have three marketing strategists that focus on the men's spa space and the integrative health space. So if your conversion rates aren't what you want, if you're not getting enough leads, I have people that I can partner with that introduce you to that can solve that. And if it's a team problem, I have that. We sit in the financial seat, but our process identifies where the pain point is.
Okay, so we'll have to connect later.
Looking forward to it.
Back to the question of, okay, I'm interested in doing this. Obviously, it seems like you entered later in the process, but I'm sure you have some insight into how to take these things off the ground. Where do I start, basically?
Yeah, absolutely. The biggest thing is to understand what your goal is. So yes, you need a legal structure, you need a tax structure, you need a bank account, QuickBooks and a merchant account and all those things. But the biggest thing is to understand what the goal is here. Are you just trying to make another $10,000 a month? Are you trying to replace your W-2? Are you trying to change the health industry as a whole and you want 20 locations in your city? So the first goal for me is always to the first step is always to understand your goal. Because if you don't understand your goal, you're going to just default back to what's easy, which is the W-2. Mm. And so if you have a vision and a goal for what you want, it's worth the challenge and the late nights of figuring it out and working with marketing professionals and accountants like myself to figure this thing out. So step one is to figure out what the goal is. And most of our clients, the goal is to have multiple locations.
Okay.
Most of our people don't just want one concierge, you know, car driving around. They want 10 of them,
yeah.
Right? They want a fleet of vehicles going out and helping people. Most of our people want multiple spa locations. So understanding the goal is step one. Then you need to get your legal and financial house in order. So you do need to set up a business entity with either the state you're in or Wyoming or Delaware. You need an EIN number. You need a bank account. You need an accounting software like QuickBooks set up. You need a merchant provider. And then you need to go into what services are you going to offer? What's the pricing? And then probably one of the top two problems that I see with these places is their pricing is crap. They do not understand how much they need to charge to fulfill. So I was just at an event 2 weeks ago with over 850 providers, and the scale of what they were charging for GLP for the weight loss varied by thousands of dollars. Where some people were $50 a shot, some people $400 a month, some people $800 a month. Like, it's across the board. So once you have your foundation in order, you really need to understand what services or products you're going to offer and what the pricing is. Because I've got a provider right now, and he's doing amazing stuff, changing lives. His whole process is beautiful. He can detect cancer like months and months early, all the magical things. But then he's not making any money, and it's because he's not charging enough. And so we were able to come in and be like, dude, look at all the competitive market, figure out what's out there. You're literally $250 less a month per anyone else in your town. And it's just because you're being nice and like, we're here to change lives and help people. This is not a charity. Like, you quit your W-2 in a hospital for this. We need to make money. We need to pay bills. And your wife will thank you.
What, I mean, this is a... I believe this is a very, very competitive market. A couple of things I've thought about here in been about 3 years since we started this thing. It has been a cash suck. We're like constantly having to infuse capital. Like, we had a business loan, but yet we still have to infuse capital. There's like constant cash calls. And my thought is, here's what I've come to decide, is I'm never, ever going to put a single dollar into anything that I can't understand, don't know, or can't change the outcome to. Now, that's been a very personal decision. And with that, I'm not trying to change anybody's mindset out there, because I do think that there's a lot of people, to your point, that are doing it phenomenally well, understand the market, and are killing it. But it just seems like and so not only I'm not gonna, like, you know, like somebody called me the other day, I was like, hey, we're gonna do this ice cream thing. And I was like, absolutely not. Like, thank you, but no. What do I know about ice creams? Nothing.
That is delicious.
It's yummy.
You know, but now I'm like burned, right? Because I know, yeah, like there's guys here that, there's a cardiologist here or a family of cardiologists that they did the House of Pie and they're like millionaires from this. So it makes sense, and investments on other things and diversification makes sense. But for me, I am so burnt by this that I feel like I should never do it. So that's one. But then the other is, it feels like it's so competitive. Like Ozempic and or, you know, whatever version of it, you could get it anywhere. Like they're targeting, there's like national companies also targeting social media. Every corner, there's a place for weight loss. SEO is super expensive. A pay-per-click is super expensive. Like, it just seems so cash intense because of the competition of this particular market that I'm just very skittish about this. Can you...
You need to do the market research. Like, where in the world is your spa?
It's in Richmond, Texas.
Yeah, so Texas has a lot.
Close to the, you know, to Katy, close to Sugarland. I mean, there's some big chunks of people in those areas, and
yeah,
but it's just been this kind of very slow creep. I mean, if you look at the numbers from 3 years ago, yeah, it looks better, but man, I don't know how long it takes to get profitable in this particular business. Is it 3 years, 5 years, 10 years? Like, what?
I have clinics that are right side up in 90 days. Like, so I think Miguel, you and I need to have like a therapy side conversation, yeah, and we can fix your
trauma.
Yeah, we can work through that. Yeah. But it is a very
is the threat of a competitive market a reason why not to do it, or an opportunity to be just smarter? I guess
it's just market differentiation. One thing that a lot of my clients are doing is stacking services. So while you're coming in and getting the IV, you're also doing a brain tap, or you're doing compression therapy, or you're doing red light therapy, or the grounding. I've got clients that have, I'm going to say that it's they're doing a lot of body contouring. So a lot of my clients that are doing the weight loss are also bundling it with body contouring. Various machines do that, you know, drain the lymphatic system, all that, you know, you guys are doctors, you know. So it's, they're adding value, because if someone's coming in the door, a 15-minute treatment on top of it adds another $300 to your pocket. So why not do them all at the same time?
Interesting.
And that's something that I'm seeing a lot of people are doing to help bring in more revenue.
And the people that are the physicians, so say your ER physician client,
mm-hmm,
is she versed in all these therapies prior to? Is she discovering along the process? Does she know how to do market research? Like, all these things. What's the journey of the physician? Do they have to kind of learn all these new skills, all these new therapies to be able to do this? Or is this like something you can have your hand held along the way?
Yeah, so... don't try to reinvent the wheel, dude. Like, people are doing this every day and printing money, literally printing money. I spoke to two this week that are doing north of 30 million. Don't tell me that they fail. Like, dude has a jet. Like, there is money in this industry. What is helpful is to not try to start from scratch. There are multiple franchise options out there for physicians if they want to get into this. I'm not going to name names, but there's multiple options out there. Where you don't have to come up with as much cash, and they have a system, and it's follow the yellow brick road. Because as physicians, you guys have process and procedures. When you walk into the OR and open up someone, you know exactly what you're doing and in what order. So why try to walk into creating a med spa with a blank slate? Follow someone else's. There's also a couple of masterminds that I speak at that are specifically for this industry, which is where I get a lot of my clients. And in that in that mastermind, yes, it costs to be part of it. However, we're doing monthly education. We're doing quarterly live intensives. So the client that I have that's the ER doctor, she walked into this because she was tired of just doing, you know, reactive medicine. She wanted to do preventative. So she got involved with these masterminds, learned about the different modalities, had representatives from different different equipment come out to see her, show her how it all worked. And she's built from there. And now she has a group of over 100 successful med spa owners that she has access to at any time. My WhatsApp blows up all day long with these people asking questions. Hey, who do you use for insurance for this? How are you handling this? This peptide's coming out. Has anyone used it? Hey, I want to add this modality. Who's used a machine? So I think failure is trying to do it alone. This is not a solo industry. Just like in the, as a physician in the OR, you have a team of people around you supporting you. So I think all of us are ignorant to think that I can go from my area of brilliance into another industry and just magically know how to do it. Look, dude, find people who are doing it well and partner with them. Get help. This, you don't have to be solo. For example, in my business, I'm an accountant, tax strategist, CFO. I don't do my own marketing. I pay people thousands of dollars to make me look good online. That's not my wheelhouse, and I'm not trying to be an expert in all things. If you're a physician and you have a heart to help people and you want to go in this industry, I think it's a great way to do it. But find other people who are doing it. You don't need to be a solo operation.
All right, so can you walk, like, give us a very tactical overview of, like, okay, I come to you, Pam. It's like, hey, I want to do this. You know, what's my step 1, 2, 3? How much cash do I have to have in a little war chest to start this off? The basics.
Yeah. So it depends if they're just starting out or if they're an established business and need to get their financial house in order. So the first step is just to have a consultation with my team and to figure out where you are in your progression. We have people who are just starting out. We have people that are doing 1 to 5 million. And then we have people that are doing north of 10 million. And so we just need to gauge where you are, because we can be your full family office. And as a physician running a spa, you should be making millions of dollars. We're going to help you put that in tax deferred or tax safe ways to build your wealth. That's different than that. Okay, you're, you know, running drip out of your SUV on the weekends. So the first thing is to understand where you are in your growth cycle. And then we do our analysis tool that I was talking about earlier, where we look at your books and we figure out, can we trust the numbers? We look at you from a CFO perspective. Or do you have your house in order? Do you have an organizational chart? Do you have what your margins are? Do you know your profit margins? How is your pricing? And then we also look at from a tax perspective and figure out what money are you leaving on the table? Because most people just have a tax professional that is keeping them compliant with the IRS, but not actually helping them save money. Even if you have a huge W-2, we can do a lot to help defer your taxes. And so we look at their books, we give CFO recommendations, and we help them save on taxes. From there, we're able to offer ongoing services to figure out, here's what your goals are. Here's where you want to be. How do we help you get there? So first, when you get your books together, because 90% of the clients that come to us, their books are just a dumpster fire and they have the wrong tax setup. They're not doing the right things with their W-2 income to counteract all of that taxes. Most people that are making, you know, more than $250,000 in W-2 income on a W-2 are overpaying on taxes. Guaranteed.
So is the relationship a purely service relationship? Is it a percentage collections?
Is it? Yeah. So great question.
How does that relationship?
Yeah. So it depends on the tier. So for the first two tiers, we're just starting out or less than 10 million. Then it's a flat rate each month for the services that we're providing. But for the top tier, the tax strategy piece is a portion of what we save. So for example, there's someone in the med spa space. He has 8 locations. We found him $300,000 in tax savings. It was actually $298,000 in tax savings. So we charge him a percentage of that.
Got it.
And that's actual money that he's not going to pay the IRS. That's not like, oh, go buy a piece of equipment and reduce your expenses. That's telling you to spend a dollar to save 30 cents. What we do is we tell you to spend a dollar to save a dollar in taxes.
But to be clear, the service that you're paying for is potentially money that you're wasting elsewhere, right?
I mean, 100%.
You're already probably paying, to your point, somebody to do your taxes. You're already probably paying somebody to do don't know, some back office stuff you're already paying somebody to do. And you would say, okay, well, pay me this, remove these people from the equation, and then let my team, you know, take these fractional positions and do what you need to do to get you to a position. So at the end of the day, it's not necessarily having to pay a ton of money, but potentially reallocating money in a smarter way.
100%.
Do you ever go after equity in any way, shape, or form? Are you interested in owning some of it?
There are two clients that we've done that with, but I have over 60 clients and the rest of them, it's just a flat rate. Anytime that I do equity is if the end is in sight. So I've got a client right now that there's an equity piece and we just went under LOI last week. So we're about to have a really good, really good payday here a little bit.
Meow. yum, yum. Okay, good for you.
So equity is definitely on the table, but it just depends on what the owner needs. We have our services start at $500 a month for bookkeeping, CFO's $2,500, tax is $550 a month. There's tiers, it goes up and down. So that's why we have to have the initial consultation and figure out what are the pain points, what are their goals, what do they need? Because everyone most likely has a bookkeeper. Everyone most likely has a tax professional. But both of them, I guarantee you, are costing you money.
Yeah, of course. What is the, if any, I know you said some people in 90 days are already in the black, but what is the average expected black, you know, is it a year, year and a half?
Unless you have a significant build out, like construction build out of your space, you should be right side up within 12 months. Otherwise, you're doing it wrong.
Okay. And then what do you think is the timeline for a liquidity event, to your point? Once you start it, and I just want to get this thing, you know, printing paper, and then I just want to sell it. Because it's time consuming.
Yeah. So I would say a minimum of 3 years. 5 would be ideal, but I've seen exits in 3.
Okay.
If it's a strategic buyer, just because you have to have enough history built up to show that the model works.
And then do you also act in a way as a, I'm blanking on the word.
Like a broker?
Yes.
For an exit?
Do you also brokerage potential, like when the company says, like, listen, all we want to do is get the house in order, get this thing into order, and we want to just sell this thing.
Yeah.
Even if it's not necessarily for a multi-billion-dollar thing, but can you brokerage also to help a deal, connect the dots, get the network, yada, yada?
It depends on the state. I'm in North Carolina. Okay. Some states like Florida, to broker a deal, you have to have a real estate license. So it depends. Most of the time, what we do is we sit at the negotiation table and play the role of CFO. So I'm the one providing the financials. I'm the one doing the pro forma. I'm doing the cash flow forecast. I'm helping them negotiate how much cash needs to be left in the business for working capital on the exit, whether it's a asset sale or a stock sale, where the tax ramifications of my client when he gets his big payout. That's the role that I play. And I have M&A people that I work with if someone is looking to exit. And also have investors that are looking to get into this space because it is booming and it is exploding.
That's amazing. Okay. Phenomenal.
Are there any other opportunities besides the med spa IV space that you think are prime for physicians?
There's a lot of physicians that I see that are doing more concierge integrated health, and they're working directly with corporations. So if you have a good bedside manner, you're fun to hang out with. I see those people that are going directly to large companies that have, you know, 100 plus headcounts, and it's a way to save on insurance. So they're going in and doing office hours on site at a very high rate. And it's really good money, and it helps with company morale and helps the business save on taxes. And then that specific provider is doing this at multiple locations and making really good money, but on a much better schedule. Like, she's not tied to the hospital shift hours. And so that's an industry that seems that is an alternative to actually providing med spa modalities, but actually being a physician, but is more of a concierge corporate.
Interesting.
Because one of the tax strategies we use is captive insurance. And within captive insurance, you're basically your own insurance provider. And so if you have a captive plan and you have your own physician on site, it's good for the business, it's good for the employees, and it's really good for their position.
I had a chance to meet one of the top female CEOs voted for the last 10 years. And so what she's developed is a huge kind of group of urgent cares.
Mm-hmm.
But what she did was she went to all the oil companies.
Mm-hmm.
So Exxon, yada, yada. And so she said, listen, I'm going to be your first level. So you're going to have this card and it's almost like, you have a membership. And so all your employees, if a little kid falls down, needs a couple of stitches, they come to my urgent care and I take care of it. Well, guess what? You're controlling the cost of care by not having them go to Memorial Hermann.
Yeah.
And go through Blue Cross Blue Shields and create this massive amount on something that was super basic.
Yeah.
And right. She literally killed it because she essentially established, I'm your first line.
Yeah.
And I'm never going to overcharge for very basic stuff. If you pay me, X amount per employee per month, I'll take care of all that under that amount. And my intent, and then so the employees are told, listen, you don't go to the ED. That's not, you go to, Hope Urgent Care always, anytime there's 70 around Texas, so you won't have a problem, but that's your first line of care. And so it minimized their insurance spend by just a massive amount. And so she just,
amazing. Yep.
So this is a, kind of like the same version, but at a little lower scale where you say, I'm going to offer you a level of service for, let's say, Walmart employees to not go to, because here's the deal. When they go to Memorial Hermann or Houston Methodist, then they get an MRI, then they get a CT scan, then they get all these things that at the end of the day, usually urgent cares with good ED guys, they know that you don't need
and you
that.
Get charged $5,000 for a $35 IV bag.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So anyway, this is very interesting to get. So do you? I think it's super interesting for people starting, and I didn't quite understand. Did you say you'll take a newbie, anybody that's just thinking about this? Would that be part of what you are, or no? You were already.
Yeah, we can definitely. Yeah, if they're just starting out, I'm not going to map out their business plan for them, but I'm going to tell them what they need to do to get their legal and accounting house in order to build their company. We can do the bookkeeping, we can do their taxes and tax strategy, and then as they grow and get more profitability, then we can come in as CFO and those sorts of things. So if they're just starting out, we can definitely help them, but we can have a bigger impact if you're already up and running and either killing it or struggling.
Are there other companies that are potentially not sisters, but let's say friend companies that you know that would be a better fit for somebody like Lucas, who doesn't have any, but he's been really thinking about doing an IV drip thing. He just wants to start, has no idea where to start, maybe has some capital to invest, but needs somebody to sit down and literally write it down. Listen, you start with this, you do this next. Are there some little kind of incubator startups, that sort of stuff that can help people get off the ground? And then you come in when he is picking up and he is, pulling in a milli, 2 millis in, and you're like, let me take you from 1 or 2 to 10.
Yeah. And that's where being part of those business masterminds really makes a difference, because those are the people that have the blueprint for you of how to figure out your pricing, how to figure out which modalities you want. And then it's worth having conversations with people that currently have locations and partnering them with them on a second one. So if there's someone in town that's doing it well, that you respect and love what they're doing, partner with them, use your capital that you have, open another location and follow their blueprint. And just like the franchise model, and there's one that I talked to, it's not even a franchise model, it's a true partnership that they're doing, and they're killing it.
So tell me about this mastermind thing. Can you expand on what it is, when it happens, how often does it happen, how can you go?
Yeah, absolutely. So the main one that I'm part of is called Bio Boardroom. It's Chris Himmel is the founder. He's out of Florida. And he just had a large event called Bio Biz Bash that was in Phoenix that I spoke at. And that's where one of the masterminds is. And there's 100+ people that are in this space from I have an idea to I have 8 locations. So it's across the map. One guy's got, I think, 20 locations that's in there. And this is where they have monthly conversations of what's going on. And you're in sub pods based on the size of your business and what's going on. So if you're just starting out, you're around some people that are just starting out and getting mentored from the people who are further along. So Lucas, if this is something that you want, I would find that group or similar groups. Like, there's people in Texas that I've talked to this week that are doing exactly what you're doing to the tune of $10 million. Like, have a conversation with them. Like, you're a physician. Don't try to think that your idea for a drip bar, no one's ever thought of. People are doing this and they're doing it well and they're printing money. So if you have capital, you've got the passion, but you don't want to run it, you know, you don't have to create your own deal.
That's interesting.
And so you think these people that are up and running are interested in hearing from investors in that sense?
Every day of the week and twice on Tuesday.
Got it.
Okay. Because that's what they talk to me. Their goal is to scale and to get more locations. Okay, well, they need capital for that. Who has capital? Physicians.
Okay.
And a physician can put their name to it, you know, be the face, be the consulting person. And it's better for those people, because then they have a physician owner. So the insurance is better. And then they just call Lucas up and be like, hey, I've got this client with this, the blood work says this, our software says to do this. What do you think? Oh yeah, I add in this modality or this whatever into the drip bag would be great. Fan-freaking-tastic. Dude, you just saved them money. And you shortcutted it. So trying to do this on your own, because by all means,
save on the overhead, go ahead. Of constructing a physician.
Exactly. And then you get profit sharing.
Yeah.
I have clients that would do that deal, I don't, you know, every day.
You would have to bring cash to the table to open up the brick and mortar?
It depends on the deal. Mm.
Yeah, but you could also, I mean, they could very likely draw up a business deal, a business template, a pro forma and everything, and just say, go to the bank. Yeah. Right? If you're willing to put your name on it,
yeah,
you'll get an SBA, you could get whatever, there's all these other things. Done, yeah. It doesn't necessarily mean that you have the cash just waiting to deploy. It means that you are going to be somebody that the bank will give you money because you can back it up.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, you're essentially, you know, getting some money from here to invest here, and then eventually you pay that off and then you stay here, right?
Yeah.
That's the
idea. Yeah. And the business carries the debt, not you. Mm-hmm. And so you're an asset balance sheet partner. So the profits from the business pay down the debt, and you win because you're winning on the profit distributions, and whoever you go in with is winning because now they have a physician partner who helped bring capital to the table, and they don't have to have someone on W-2 that you guys set aside weekly check-ins or a way for them to send you information in between whatever you're doing a couple times a day. Boop, 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 boop. Put this in the drip. Add red light. Tell them to cold plunge twice a week and help people.
Interesting.
All right. So we're going to definitely be calling you.
I love it.
And, and we have to have a discussion on a lot of topics, including stuff that me and Lucas want to do, but also I have no doubt that we need help.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
And I've been saying that, but this is the funny thing is there's one of the partners that has another one. And he's like, this is totally normal, dude. Like, it takes time. Like, we're on the right projection, like the growth month over month. And I'm like, yeah, but at this pace, it's going to take 30 years. Like, this doesn't make sense to me. Like, I'm starting and, you know, I just can't necessarily just drop out because I've got so much money already tied into it.
Yeah.
Plus, you know, we're friends. And so, you know, I want to make sure that we get it done. But it's just like, we need help.
Well, my name is Pam Jordan. Let's have a conversation.
You're hired. All right. Well, this has been great, Pam. I always just, God, it's so refreshing to hear intelligent people talking about business and entrepreneurship. It just invigorates me. And, doctors, wake up, man. We're so behind the eight ball. We've been underground so many years. But quite frankly, we have a very beautiful reason to invest, which is to get out of the grind. And you know what? We're great assets when it comes to banking. Banks look at us and we're stable. That's why there's doctors only financing. There's all these other things because we have an axe that allows us to monetize. But be smart. Don't do it unless it's with people that already can help you. That is what I can tell you personally through my own venture. There's no reason. This is a mature enough. To your point, Pam, this is a mature enough business. There's enough people making it very well, and trying to reinvent it just doesn't make sense. So don't do it alone. Get some help. Do it right. Cash in. Have fun.
Yeah.
Work hard, play hard.
Yeah.
Love it.
So North Carolina, are we going to get you in Texas anytime soon?
Yeah, I'll be in Dallas and Houston the second week of October.
Oh. We are so going to meet. Yay. Okay.
Party. Okay. All right. Yes.
Let's do it. All right, Pam. Thank you very much for your time. This has been amazing.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Pam.
We'll be in touch.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Two vascular surgeons walk into a bar and come out with a podcast. We are talking everything vascular and not. Welcome to the Life of Flow podcast.